This is Will's Band of the Week for March 31st, 2013. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, all alone, again, in 4th Bedroom Studios. But there's a good reason that I'm all alone here in 4th Bedroom Studios. That's because we weren't even going to have a podcast this week, because it's been spring break week, and we just can't get together and do it. There's no way. If we had the sophisticated remote equipment, maybe. Maybe we could have done it, but that is not... We don't have the budget yet, so maybe when the... donations start coming in by the thousands, we can have some really sophisticated remote equipment, and then no matter where we are, just the podcast will be at our fingertips to record at any time. But since we haven't reached that point yet, I decided, hey, why not? I've got some bonus bands. I can record a quick one here with some bonus bands so that we don't have to skip a week of the podcast. I'd hate to do that. So, all right, bonus bands. Now, here's the deal. I've got sort of three themes, so I'm going to bring these themes in here, and then I'm going to tell you what bands are going to fit each of my three themes this week. The first theme is the album that you listen to, and you just don't really like it, and then but you decide, hey, I think I'll give it another chance, and then you start to hear it in a little bit different light, and then you decide, you know what? That really wasn't too bad. That's actually a decent album. So that's category one. Category two, a band that you don't pay much attention to, or an album that you don't pay much attention to, but then a few months later, something causes you, you hear something or whatever, you decide to go back and listen to it, and you say, hey, this was good. I kind of missed this. That's category two. Category three, this is an interesting one. Category three is something that one reviewer goes totally crazy over, and then no one else pays any attention to. But there's like at least one fan going totally crazy, and it got me thinking about that. That's, you know, it doesn't really happen all that often, but it's kind of interesting when it does. So we're gonna hit all three of those themes this week, and so let's start with the first theme. This is the I didn't really like it much when I first listened to it. It's the new one by Shout Out Louds, and you might remember this band as the band that, you know, back early in the days of the Will's Band of the Week podcast, we were making a greater effort to, like, really be sort of organized, and all three of us would agree to listen to one or two things so we could have this sort of cohesive, we're all going to review, listen to the same thing, review the same thing, and, you know, give our opinions on it, which is great in theory, but then we started to have difficulty where it was like, oh, I don't know if I'm getting that excited about that, and so we decided to make it a little bit more of a free-for-all, and now we kind of just listen to whatever we feel like, and, you know, when two or more of us are interested in the same thing, we'll do that. But if we're not, we figure, why not let each of us bring maybe a slightly different perspective to the podcast. But this Shout Out Louds album, the last one, was one that we all decided to listen to, and then none of us liked it. So there's a podcast back there if you go back in the archives of us all talking about why we don't like the Shout Out Louds album. That was the last one. So now, this new one came out just recently. It's called Optica. And, you know, I thought, okay, this band kind of is infamous in Will's Band of the Week history. But I kind of liked some of their earlier stuff, and I thought, well, let's give this a listen. And the first time I listened to it, I thought, yeah, boy, this is just not good at all. And it was almost like this, I was getting this, like, angry reaction, like, don't make me listen to this. And got through it once and wasn't sure I'd ever listen to it again. And for some reason, I just decided, well, let's give this another chance. And on the second or third time through, it just changed in my mind to something that it listened to in kind of a different light. I really liked it. So it's kind of one of these things where I think it's kind of poppy. If you listen to it too critically, if you try to be too critical, maybe you won't like it. But if you just kind of let it soak in, if you're kind of open to kind of just a nice poppy thing, it's really got some good catchy songs on it. and I'm my overall opinion now of this is pretty positive. So let's listen to track 2 from the new Shout Out Louds album. This is called Illusions. Shout Out Louds, the new album is called Optica, and maybe the listeners have the same kind of polarizing reaction. My wife and son both told me about 4 songs into it, they said, get this off of here. I don't want to hear this anymore. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I thought the same thing the first time I listened to it. So as I said, I think you have to not listen too critically and then kind of just see if it sinks in a little bit. So let's try that. With the next track, I recommend that you go like do some dishes or something while this podcast is on and then see if this creeps in. This one's called 14th of July. Thank you. Shout Out Louds. I think it kind of has an 80s synth pop influence. Maybe that's why I like it. That was kind of in the wheelhouse of where I was really getting into music. So, I like it. They're from Sweden, by the way. God, there's so many bands from Sweden. There was another podcast I was listening to. It's called Sound Opinions, and it's from Chicago. And they did a show a month ago or so about bands from Sweden. And I had kind of forgotten how many there are. They've got quite a music scene over there. Pretty cool. Very cool. All right, let's play one more from Shout Out Louds. This is track 8, Where You Come In. Shout Out Louds. The new album is Optica. And I can just put that album on and just feel good. That's what it does. It makes you feel good. So there you go. That is theme number one. The album you listen to once, you don't like it, but you decide to give it another chance. Sometimes it pays off. So let's go to theme number two. This is the album that you don't pay much attention to, but then a few months later, something brings your attention to it and you go back and listen and say, hey, I kind of missed out on this. This is pretty good. So for me, this is Amanda Palmer. She put an album out a few months ago, and it's actually called Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. That's the band, I guess. And the album is called Theater is Evil. And I listened to this a little bit when it came out and thought it was kind of interesting, but I just didn't take the time to listen to it much more. It's really long. It's like an hour and a half or something. So that was probably part of my reluctance to really dive into it. But recently, she was in the news. I guess we could call it the entertainment news. She did one of these TED Talks. And I don't know, many of you probably know what these TED Talks are. They're sort of like motivational speeches. And I think it's like a video podcast. My wife keeps telling me to watch these or listen to them. I think you can get them either audio only or video. Anyway, Amanda Palmer did one of these, and it kind of got her like back out into the public consciousness, or at least it brought my attention back to her. And she had done, I think she did a Kickstarter and raise like over $1 million or something. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know how somebody does that. But anyway, so she had this album back from, I don't know, maybe September. It was last fall, I think. And I started listening to it, and it really has a variety of styles on it. And the first two or three songs, I didn't even really like that much. Then it really started to get kind of more moody, and then I really started to like it. So let's sample some of this. I think it's worthwhile. Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. Some of it is kind of 80s retro again, so I think maybe this one is. Let's give this one a try. It's called Want It Back. Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. And the album is called Theater is Evil. That was Want It Back. Doesn't that sound like it could have been a, well, most of you listening probably aren't even old enough for this reference, but I think it sounds like it could have been a huge MTV hit in 1985. And I mean that in a good way. Like it would have been just totally cool. So let's play another one from Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. This one is called Grown Man Cry.
Conversation. When I can hear the door slam, I know the face you're making, and I really want to talk to you. I really, really wanted to, but once you get your mind made up, there is no getting through to you. For a while it was touching, for a while it was challenging, before it became typical, and now it really isn't interesting to see a grown man. Scanning through the with stations as the boys declare their feelings, but it doesn't feel like feelings. It feels like they're pretending. It's like they just want blowjobs, and they know these songs will get them. And I really want to talk to you. I really, really wanted to, but I learned my lesson now, and you're not the one I'm turning to. For why it's touching, for why challenging, before it got habitual, and now it really is interesting to see a grown man cry. To see a grown man cry. I was the first.
Amanda Palmer. She's kind of a force. Like, she's just really in command, I think. It's forceful. I like it. All right. We're kind of going through the kind of middle of the album, which I think is really good. We just played tracks 5 and 6, and I'm going to go up to track 7. Another really good one. This is a piano-based song, and it's it was 7 minutes long, so this will give you a little flavor, but you'll have to find it and listen to the whole thing because it's worth it. This is called Trout Heart Replica.
Since the day they were born, it's disturbing how they're circling 50 feet from the pond. Pretty often, pretty often, I don't want to be told. It's a problem. I won't keep what I can't catch in my bare hands without a net. It's hard enough to walk on grass, so conscious of the consequences. Might make them blossom and die, but I'm not gonna talk. Feed them details, feed them emails, they'll eventually grow. But it's not working, it's not working, not as far as I know. And killing things is not so hard, it's hurting.
Amanda Palmer. Doesn't that sound like something that should be sort of more well-known than it is? It does to me. So let's play one more. The very last track. And this has, as I said, it's really long, and it's really sort of challenging to listen to the whole thing in one listen. But there's a lot of good stuff here. So let's go to track 15. It's called Ali Ali Oxen Free.
So you wanted, that's what you get for wanting. You got it, that's what you get for getting forgotten. You're gardening a rotting Let's start it from the minute you felt it. You felt it like a prison, a panic. You felt it like that coffee scene from Moscow on the Hudson. So be honest, it's not as if you're happy about it. It's not as if you're animatronic. It's not as if you're King Kong. Anytime you want to, Ollie, oxen free. All the people you will never be. Yourself a nice white room with stripes and a tinker to sew. You flip it. You cannot build a river across it. You cannot hold your own heart hostage. You do not have the strength to gag yourself in every closet. The wrong place, wrong mind. Timing's always bad. You're such a sad case, misplaced. Renaissance and mentor of a worldwide heartbreak. Taking it in strike, cause you're an expert, aren't you? Aren't you just a diver?
That one's kind of raucous 80s pop too, right? Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. I went back to it, decided, hey, this is pretty good. So I recommend that you do that too, if you're so inclined. So let's go to theme and band number three. So here's the thing. I was thinking about this. You know, if you're an up-and-coming band, or if you're just a band, any band that is trying to gain in popularity. If you can find like a fan or a group of fans that just really love your music, that's like a great thing, right? You hear about all these what they call local bands, right? Bands that get a really strong following in their locality and people just love them. And then for some reason, they can't get like a following that goes beyond that small geographic area. So it's very interesting to me how different people can react so differently to bands. And here's one. The band is called Pop Strangers, and it's a band from New Zealand. And a reviewer on the Pop Matters site, this is one of many music review websites that I read, Pop Matters, they've got a reviewer named Zachary Houle, and he just went totally nuts over this album, just like totally crazy. Gave it a 9 out of 10, and you know, you got to read this thing. It's like he's saying you're going to be telling your grandkids that you listen to this album because it's so fantastic. I don't know. It's kind of over the top, but obviously this guy just loved it so much. So I'm like, well, I got to listen to this thing. And well, maybe not surprisingly, I didn't think that it was like the greatest thing I've heard in my life, but it was definitely worthy of listening to. An interesting band. Here's another thing. I was kind of going on these music themes a little bit here. Here's the other theme on this one. You know how they say bands, this is like a cliche of music reviews. You review the album, you say, it's pretty good, it's not that great, but this band shows great potential. And I think their next album is going to be much better. Now, how would you really predict that the next album is going to be better? I don't even know. I've never really bought into that whole idea because, you know, if their first album isn't that great, maybe the next one won't be that great either. But for some reason, this one kind of strikes me that way, where there are enough moments on the album that are really good that it does make me think, yeah, this band, maybe this is the, you know, the album before the breakthrough album. So we'll see if it happens. But anyway, the band is called Pop Strangers, one word, from New Zealand, and let's listen to some of it. This is one of the standouts, I think. It's called Heaven.
Inside my head.
The band Pop Strangers from New Zealand. The album is called Antipodes. Sounds like a Greek term. It is, in fact. I just looked it up. The antipodes of any place on Earth is the point on the Earth's surface, which is diametrically opposite to it. Two points that are antipodal to each other are connected by a straight line running through the center of the Earth. That's kind of cool. All right. Pop Strangers. Here's another one. It's called In Some Ways. Pop Strangers. That's called In Some Ways. Pretty cool, I think. Let's play one more. This one is called Cat's Eyes. Pop Strangers, the album is called Antipodes. The Wikipedia article also mentions that in the Northern Hemisphere, the Antipodes is often used to refer to Australia and New Zealand because the Antipodes of Britain and Ireland are in the Pacific Ocean south of New Zealand. So there you go, kind of a New Zealand-related reference, I guess. Pop Strangers, a band worth checking out. So that's what I've got this week. I think we'll be back again next week with a fully staffed podcast, we'll call it, and lots of music to talk about. So we won't have a problem coming up with some music to tell you about. So thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. You can contact this podcast by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com or by posting a comment on the webpage willsband.net. You can also contact us through the Will's Band of the Week Facebook page or on Twitter @willsband. You can also, of course, download the podcast on iTunes, the Stitcher app, or any other podcasting app. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin.